MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, August 1, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Rockport water rates could jump. Beverly will have a new youth center and a new home for an old fire truck. Mostly sunny, near 90, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 9:39 a.m. and 9:48 p.m. Back in 64 seconds with North Shore Today News.
Hey everybody, Dom Nicastro here, host of the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. On the North Shore Sports Desk this week, August 1st, Peyton DiBiasio, Saugus girls basketball player, three sports standout, amazing athlete, telling us about her AAU summer. We got Joe McConnell, sports reporter, talking about Marblehead's new AD and Saugus' new AD, among other things. And on the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, we got Kendall Toth, Phillips Andover standout, who was a Moynihan Lumber Student Athlete of the Month. Tune in Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Stephen Higgins writing in today's Gloucester Times, water and sewer rates in Rockport may be going up. In fact, they may be jumping as much as 15% for the typical property owner in the coming fiscal year. A consultant hired by the town recently suggested the rate change, one that predicts the rates for water and sewer bills, will drop to increases of about 5% in the following years. David Fox is vice president of the Natick-based consulting firm Raftellus. The company provides management and consulting expertise to local governments and utilities. According to Fox, the recommended rate increases for both water and sewer amount to about 15% for the fiscal year 2025. But he said the rates may vary for customers based on their water and sewer usage. Paul Layton is reporting in the Salem News the plan to build a new youth center is about to become a reality in Beverly. Mayor Mike Cahill told the City Council this week that the city hopes to begin construction of a new McPherson Youth Center in October and complete the work in about a year. The city announced last year that it plans to demolish the existing McPherson Youth Center on McPherson Drive and build a new one that is twice as big. The current youth center was built in 1975. Cahill said the project will cost about $6 million. The city has received about $5.2 million in funding from the American Rescue Plan Act and a $1 million community project funding grant from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. The Beverly Fire Department recently retired one of its trucks and still found a way to use it as a community resource. Beverly Fire Chief Peter O'Connor had a unique proposal that was passed by the City Council.
It has a very rough life. It's been the forestry truck, so it spent a lot of time in the woods taking a beating out there. And in the off season, it's our plow truck. So it does nothing simple. So it has served its purpose for us. Roger Baker's Rehab 5, I can't say enough about them. They've never missed a multiple alarm fire in this city. They've been to all kinds of incidents beyond that, all at their own expense. They're truly an amazing organization. Roger's an amazing person, and this would be very beneficial to him to have as just a yard truck.
Beverly Fire Chief Peter O'Connor. Rehab 5 is a regional nonprofit founded by Roger Baker that helps protect firefighters from dehydration and other situations at fire scenes. The entire city council meeting can be viewed on BevCam. Matt Petrie's writing in today's Daily News of Newburyport. In Amesbury, the stage is nearly set for a Starbucks franchise to replace the dormant Friendly's building on Clark's Road after the planning board approved the site plan review at its meeting on Monday. The site plan review application was filed June 28 by Jasmine Sanchez, according to the city's website. Sanchez proposed a fast food establishment with a drive-through lane, indoor and outdoor seating, and a parking area next to the Fairfield Inn Hotel. Friendly's shut its doors at 37 Clark's Road in October 2019, at a time when the chain shuttered 23 other restaurants in the region. Adam Levine is writing on itemlive.com. In Linfield, 15 goats escaped from a Linfield resident's home on Blue Jay Road on Tuesday night. Five of the goats were found Tuesday night, and another eight were found Wednesday morning, all on Tedford Lane, according to Michelle Olson, Goats to Go owner. The remaining two goats, Finn and Happy, were found on Hawks Lane early Wednesday morning. She said Linfield Animal Control Officer David Crockett assisted in finding and leading the goats back to safety. Goats to Go is a family-owned farm in Georgetown with more than 130 goats and 100 sheep that's been in business for more than 45 years. The farm began offering a goat rental service 12 years ago, through which customers can use the goats to remove poison ivy, brush, and other invasive species from their yards. The 15 goats who took off were being rented by a Linfield resident to help with poison ivy and bush removal. Red Sox 3, Mariners 2 yesterday, and a walk-off base hit by Rafael Devers. Sox are off today. They play at Texas tomorrow night. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hey there. It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSONewsSports.com. I've been covering local sports since 1998, and I'm thrilled to bring you interviews with the amazing student athletes, coaches, and everyone in between who make our corner of Massachusetts just a little better place. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning on MSONewsSports.com. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows right on the homepage at MSONewsSports.com.